Hello and welcome to another episode of Yashoda Health Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Lakshmi, and today we're focusing on a crucial pillar of our overall well-being, that is lung health. Whether it's the air we breathe, the lifestyle choices we make, or chronic conditions like asthma, COPD, or lung infections, our lungs play a very important role in keeping us healthy and active. To shed more light on this topic, we are joined by Dr. Chetan Rao, Consultant Interventional and Transplant Pulmonologist at Yashoda Hospitals. With his expertise in both advanced lung interventions and transplant care, he'll help us understand how to protect and optimize our lung health. So welcome to the podcast, Dr. Chetan, and it's a pleasure to have you.
Yeah.
To start off, could you explain why lung health is so crucial and what functions our lungs perform beyond just breathing?
Lung health is definitely crucial, and lung is not just an air sac. The major function of lungs, as everyone knows, is taking in oxygen and giving out carbon dioxide. So this oxygen is necessary for every other organ to function normally, be it your brain, kidney, liver, heart. So all of these organs sustain purely on oxygen, and this oxygen is delivered by your lungs. So only if your lungs are good, rest of all your other organs are good. So it's not just your lung health that you're focusing on. So if you're keeping your lungs healthy, your entire body is healthy. And it is not just about this breathing. So lungs have many other roles in the body. Like for thermoregulation, they maintain or they regulate the temperature of your body. Then they're also protective mechanism. They filter the air that is entering your body. And they are the first site of defense. Like when you get some infected air, some microbiomes inside, they fight against it with their immune system. And they also act as filters for small air bubbles or small blood clots. And they prevent from entering into the body and causing damage to other organs. There are certain enzymes in the lung that help metabolism of the body. And yeah, again, lungs are crucial in maintaining your pH of the body. There are a lot of other functions apart from just taking in oxygen and sending out carbon dioxide. So it is very important to have healthy lungs.
I'm sure most of us didn't know the major functions of lungs. I mean, we all just thought like breathe in and breathe out was the only thing lungs do. So today, Dr. Chetan, with the rising pollution and lifestyle factors, I mean, lung health has become a concern for most of us, even at younger ages. So what are the biggest risk factors that people should be aware of?
I think most of us are aware of this, but still focusing on it again and again. Smoking. The major risk factor for lung problems is smoking. Be it active smoking, passive smoking, third-hand smoking, whatever you want to name it. Smoke is definitely injurious to health. And when we talk about smoking, it is not just the cigarette smoke. It is all-inclusive. That is you, your hookahs, your vapes, your e-cigarettes. And for that matter, smoke from vehicles, smoke from factories, and also the domestic smoke. So everything affects your lung very badly, and this is a major risk factor for lung problems as of now.
So we've seen the evolution of medicine that's come a long way. So when it comes to diagnosing lung diseases, what are some modern tools or procedures which are there today?
So the major tools in diagnosing lung problems are still more or less the same. You start with off with an X-ray, then a lung function test. And if you want more deeper picture, get onto a CT scan, or then you have PET CTs and all. But of course, there are advancements in these modalities, like you're getting multi-slice CTs, wherein you can get very small thickness of lung fields to have minute details of it. And now AI is being incorporated into this to detect problems early. And apart from that, you have major advances in interventions to diagnose problems like endobronchial ultrasound guided biopsies, aspirations. We have cryolung biopsies, which have replaced surgical lung biopsies now. So it is evolving, and we definitely have a lot of tools to diagnose even atypical lung problems or very uncommon lung diseases.
So apart from the recent advancements which have come both in diagnostic and in the treating, so what is the role of lifestyle changes or rehabilitation or preventive care play in keeping our lungs healthy, Dr. Chetan?
Again, we've all been learning this from school. Prevention is better than cure. So prevention is always to be focused on. And when we say prevention, the first thing is breathe healthy air. Of course, there's a part of it that you can do, and the other is unavoidable. So the avoidable circumstances are avoid smoking, then you can have prevent exposure from domestic fuel exposure. Whenever you are in a workplace which is having a lot of smoke, you should have all your protective gear on. And then, of course, in population as general, try to avoid pollution.
And finally, to our listeners who could be experiencing some lung issues or some symptoms, what advice would you give them about when to seek medical evaluation?
So anyone who is having respiratory symptoms like cough, cold, fever, or wheezing, do not wait for long before it gets late. Take an early advice, preferably from a pulmonologist. Or if you do not have an access to a pulmonologist, you can always get to a good physician anywhere who can still diagnose your lung problems. And whenever there's a lung issue that is diagnosed, please be compliant with your medication, because there are a lot of myths against medications these days, especially that circulate on social media. Don't go with them. Trust your doctor. Take proper medications and then you should be fine.
Thank you, Dr. Chetan, for joining us today and sharing your valuable knowledge about lung health. Your insights will certainly help our listeners breathe a little easier and make informed decisions about their respiratory health. And to our listeners, thank you for tuning into this episode of Yashoda the Health Podcast. If you found this discussion helpful, please subscribe, rate, and leave us a review. Share this podcast with friends and family who might benefit from this information. Until next time, take care and remember, healthy lungs means a healthier, more active life. For more expert insights on health and well-being, stay tuned to Yashoda Hospital Podcast. Thank you.